producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Wednesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to have part one of your primer on optics, starting out with pistol optics, complements of Mounting Solutions Plus. I don't have an optics purveyor that is a sponsor on the show, but they sell just about every optic known to man. So we're going to start with the pistol optics because they've got, we're going to talk about the traditional way, you know, cutting a gun up and sticking the optic to it. And we're going to talk about something called the UM Tactical Mount, which I'm going to get a chance to play with later on. That's all coming up in the second hour, 10 o'clock. In two cases in different parts of the country right now, you have law-abiding citizens who use their Second Amendment rights to defend themselves against bad guys that were looking to either rape or rob or murder them. And unfortunately, for all things that are good, for justice, for the American way, both of the gun owners are now facing criminal charges. In the first case, Chris Harris and his fiancée, Cece Roxby, were heading home from church 8:30 at night when they were surrounded by a group of nine men threatening to beat him and rape his girlfriend. Now, remember the discussion we had about disparity of force? Well, that's in full effect here. When they approached to make good their threats, Mr. Harris took out his sidearm while Roxby dialed 911. Some of the assailants backed off, but one spoke up, challenging that Harris's gun was fake. As the assailant moved forward with the rest of, and the rest of his gang now emboldened followed suit. Now, let me pause here for a moment and interject. If that happens with me, I'm shooting the closest one to me and maybe disembolden them, if you will. Mr. Harris did not make this decision. He made a mistake. Instead of putting a round in Mr. Would-Be Rapist's chest cavity, he shot a warning shot into the air because they thought the gun was fake. So he decided to prove to them that it was real. Now, when he proved that the gun was real, the gang backed off and left while pretty much at the same time the police cruisers started rolling down the street. Instead of going after the gang of nine, the officers slapped handcuffs on Chris Harris and arrested him. His mistake, he made two mistakes here. As I mentioned, if you're feeling that kind of threatened with that kind of disparity of force, if they decide to rush you in mass, you're going to have a hard time dealing with that. If they come at you at a nice, slow, leisurely pace, maybe you can change your mind, and maybe it costs one of them dearly. And the first guy that kept approaching him like a dog should have been put down. The other mistake he made is he fired into the air. He fired into the air. Bullets, when you fire them into the air, do not go into geosynchronous orbit. They're going to crest and come down somewhere else. If you're at an angle, who knows where it's going to come down. If it's straight up, it might come straight down on you. And they can cause harm. If you're going to fire a warning shot, fire it into the ground, preferably in soft soil. If the assailant's coming, you can fire it into the ground in his general direction and maybe get a little ricochet action out of it. But if he was so compelled to issue a warning shot, that's where it should have gone. Mr. Harris is charged with wanton endangerment and is currently free on a bond. He claimed that during the safety class he took in order to get a license to carry in West Virginia, his instructors had suggested firing a warning shot in such a situation. That instructor needs to be keel-hauled. He needs to be beaten senseless. He needs to be, have his instructor's credentials revoked. That's not something you advocate. Warning shots are not a good idea. In Texas, the maxim better be judged by 12 than carried by 6 comes into play as a man saves a bar full of people from a gang of four-armed men by shooting two of them to death and driving off the other two. The only problem for him is that in Texas, it's illegal to carry a gun into a bar, regardless of whether you are licensed or not. Just after closing around 2:30 Saturday morning, four armed men barged into a place called EJ's Place, demanding money. A customer inside the bar pulled out his gun and started exchanging fire with the robbers. He shot and killed two of them while the other two ran. When the exchange ended, the patron left. They still don't know who he is. Why did he leave? Because he was going to get arrested for being a hero and not letting innocent people get hurt, because in Texas you can't carry a gun into a bar. So, of course, he left the scene rather than be complicit in the injustice the authorities would place on him. I might have left, too. According to people at the bar, that he's a regular that tends to stick around after the bar closes in order to walk the female employees to safely to their cars. He is someone that they fully believe is never going to start trouble, but always stick up for his friends. I wouldn't be surprised if the employees forget his name. And it would be nice if the cops were to, they're not going to, but it'd be nice if they forgot this and moved on with the other things. Because this is a law. I mean, we just got this lifted in South Carolina. I couldn't carry a gun into a bar. Never mind whether I was going to shoot or not, or whether I was going to drink or not. Because when I carry a gun, if you see me out and about, I'm carrying a gun. And if you see me carrying a gun and you see me drinking something, it's going to be coffee, Sprite, or water. I will not take a sip of alcohol while I carry a gun. Most people that I know are like that. The other thing that this situation proves in Texas is that gun-free zones don't work. If this hero had not ignored the sign at the door, there would be innocent blood on the floor instead of the two hoodlums with the criminal intent who were banking on the fact that the people within would be disarmed. Oh, what a surprise. They need to go after the two criminals. They definitely need to do that. I'm sure they're going to continue looking for this patron, whoever he is. But, Texas, concentrate on the bad guys, would you? Don't worry about the good guys. The thing about Texas is that Texas is a big gun-friendly zone that surrounds a bunch of anti-gun liberal bastions like Houston and in some cases Dallas, which I think this was in Harris County. So that means it's probably in Dallas. We'll have to get the people from Texas Law Shield to come on and talk about that one. But one guy has been arrested because he made a bad mistake. If you are out and about and you are with your family or your loved one and you are approached by a gang of nine and they're telling you, look, dude, we're going to beat you and we're going to rape your girlfriend. We're going to pass her around. Don't worry about warning them. Warn eight of them. Warn eight of them by shooting one of them. And as soon as that one goes down, draw a bead on the next one. Show your indication to defend your life, not by shooting in the air. Not by shooting in the air. They were counting on him not even pulling the trigger. They were counting on the gun being fake or something. I can't think of anything worse than pulling a fake gun on anybody, especially a criminal. I actually know somebody that ended up getting killed because he faked having a gun. Fake gun. Yeah, that works. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The latest figurehead to be taken up in Ferguson, Missouri is a young man named Von Derrick Myers Jr. His family claims that he was unarmed and he had only a sandwich in his hands. when the incident occurred. This young man exchanged gunfire with the police with a stolen gun. And he posed for pictures with all of his stolen guns on social media. And one of the guns in the pictures, the Smith & Wesson Sigma, or SE9, whichever one it was designated, is the one that he shot at the police officer with. It's the one they recovered at the scene with him. And yet, Ferguson is, you know, boiling. He was unarmed and only had a sandwich, though, according to his family. Von Derrick Myers Jr. reportedly posted a picture on social media before that page was taken down. You can see this 9mm Smith & Wesson in it. Brian Milliken, the attorney for the officer who shot Myers, said the one weapon with the silver slide on it has been positively identified by my client as the gun that was used in the shooting that night. The suspect's family claimed publicly that Myers did not have a gun. Milliken said, we want people to know not only did he have it, but this is the actual weapon that he used that night. Young Mr. Myers was out on bail and faced a court date on another weapons charge when he was shot and killed after opening fire on an officer. Incredibly, despite the photos that exist of him on social media since his shooting, his apologists refused to believe the possibility that the alleged criminal was anything more than a victim of police murder. And, you know, this is the witch hunt mentality. And to the Myers family, I'm sure that they are aggrieved, as I would be, and my heart goes out to them. And they're entitled to their own opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. They don't get to make up facts as they go. Unfortunately, and I hate to put it this way, all right? I hate to put it this way. If you shoot at the police, it is going to be an occupational hazard that they are going to shoot back. In law enforcement, when somebody is crazy enough to shoot at the police, or brazen enough to shoot at the police, or just doesn't care, and is shooting at the police, this, to them, it represents a more dangerous threat to the populace if they're willing to shoot at the cops. So the cops take that quite seriously. Once again, you know, here we have a guy, he's being labeled as a teen. And let me put it this way. If a 13-year-old takes up a gun and shoots at a police officer, or at me, for that matter, he's going to have shots returned because he will have put me in a position to where I have no choice. No choice whatsoever. And, you know, unfortunately, this young man died because of this. He made the choice to shoot the police. He made this conscious decision. He's 18 years old, legally an adult, could vote. I don't know as a convicted felon if he'd been able to, but probably not. But, it is one thing to distrust the police, and, police brutality does exist. Police shooting the wrong people do exist. Police shooting people that didn't deserve to be shot exists. Police doing no-knock raids and shooting the wrong people exists. All of that stuff exists, but it's not existing here. And in Ferguson and in St. Louis, in the space of a month now, you've had one Ute, Michael Brown, who attacked a police officer, made his gun go off in the car, then charged the police officer and got shot. You've got another Ute who got out there and purposely lifted two energy drinks, set them on the sidewalk, and waited for the police to arrive, and then went at them with a steak knife. He got shot. And now you've got this guy, and it's just, you know, it's just elevating. First it was hands, and then it was a knife, and now it's a gun. And this is a result of that. And that's all it is. That is a result of that. If you're going to attack law enforcement, you are going to pay a price for that. Unfortunately. So this is not about distrusting law enforcement. This is outright hatred of the police. You've got the communists there, the U.S. Communist Party, who supports Barack Obama, by the way. They are there on the ground agitating things. You've got all the race pimps. They're out there agitating things and trying to drum up money. And you still got news crews there filming this, and you know it, all of that stuff just leads to bad stuff. But we certainly are living in interesting times where people can attack somebody, and when they get killed for their trouble, they're victims. Because they're young. Because they're young. I've got a smoking hot idea. Parents who are apologists. And I understand you love your child. I love my children. I would love them no matter what they do. However, the difference between me and you is that if they did something wrong, I would have to admit it to myself. And I would look at that as exactly what I'm about to tell you. It would have been a failure on my part to properly raise them and install some semblance of respect for other human life. That's what you have failed to do. I don't care if they had aspirations to be a fireman or a dancer or pro football player or whatever. You didn't instill one very basic tenet, and that is respecting humans. All humans. You not only are not what you think you are, you're worse than what you're accusing the police of being. Because you can't stare facts in the face and make this claim. Well, they only had a ham sandwich. Really? A 9mm ham sandwich? Take a good look at yourselves. Because there is a failure here. But in this particular case, as in all cases, if you look at them individually, in this particular case, it was not a failure of the police. It was not a failure of the police this time. It was your failure up to this point. That's what it was. And Mr. Myers with his rap sheet, posing with a 1911, a 380, and a 9mm. All stolen. He's a victim. Gun grabbers even aren't even coming out about him. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror, and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I used to listen to my grandparents a lot, and they used to tell me all the time that the best things are, well, they happened a long time ago, and they're all behind us. But that's not necessarily true. Since the FBI Miami shootout, which occurred, I think, in 1986, yeah, the FBI looked at that, and they decided to start testing ammo to find out what handgun ammo did. And they developed a test protocol for evaluating the performance of so-called defensive ammo. Before that shooting, before the FBI took this up, there was no protocol. Now the FBI protocol is the standard. That has directly affected how every company makes ammo today that is called self-defense ammo. And we benefit from the resulting testing and R&D that has been beneficial to us as well. One of the things that has developed out of that is they use better powder now than they used to. Bullets get a lot of the attention in defensive ammunition, but if it isn't, no gunpowder, then if you don't have that pushing it out the barrel, the bullet is out of a job. Early adopters of defensive ammo, one of the things they found is that they were dazzled by the absolute flamethrowers that would be coming out the end of their barrel because of the way the powder burned. Corban was one of the, with their Glazer safety slug, which moves at a very high velocity. Early samples of that, you could set something on fire about 6 feet in front of the barrel. Now most of the manufacturers advertise that their defensive ammunition is assembled with low flash powder. And that makes sense because a lot of attacks occur and a lot of defensive shootings occur in low light situations. Not only do you get low flash, but now you have a higher velocity as well. With out a dangerous increase in pressure. Not to mention improved consistency, which translates to increased accuracy. The increased velocity gets a lot more attention when you're talking about rifle ammunition, but I mean, today 380 ammo moves just about as fast as 9mm used to, and some of the 9mm ammunitions are going out at a velocity only previously seen with 357 Magnum ammo. Higher velocity is a good thing. We do have better bullets. The old adage, if you were a company making self-defense ammo, was you cut a cavity in the tip of the bullet and you call it good to go. It had a hollow point, but that didn't necessarily mean that it was going to expand. First generation Winchester silver tips were so notorious for not expanding that author Stephen Hunter made that an important plot point in his seminal Bob Lee Swagger novel Point of Impact, which was later butchered by Hollywood into Shooter. The jackets were too thick. That was a problem. And Winchester wasn't the only company having this issue at the time, but those days are well behind us. Modern bullets are so much more engineered today that if you were to see the difference, if you were to look at the difference between what we have now versus what we had 15 years ago, you wouldn't believe the change that's been made. Jacket thicknesses now vary between calibers and even among bullet weights in the same caliber so as to guarantee the hollow point will peel open upon impact. And then, of course, you have the hollow points that are filled in with a material, such as the rubber flex tip in Hornady FTX bullets. Feeding and reliability have been improved as manufacturers have discovered how to provide the expansion of a hollow point with the bullet profile of a full metal jacket, such as the Federal Guard Dog ammo. What these two things have done, and what the FBI is looking for, is they are looking for what is referred to as wound cavitation. Now that, I like saying wound cavitation because it makes me feel scientific. What they're actually saying is big honking wound channel. Big gaping honking wide open wound channel. This causes shock. This causes injury. It causes a lot of things to happen physiologically to the person shot with it. If you're in a gunfight, that's exactly what you want to have happen. One of the things they've also adopted is better quality control. And it doesn't matter where you go to. You can go to Wilson Combat, Black Hills, Nosler, Hornady. Most of the ammunition made of those plants is still being made on the heavy equipment built to help us win World War II. But they've been retrofitted with things like modern optical scanners and laser gauges and every high-tech scanner tool you can think of to ensure that the ammo produced is as close to perfect as possible. Consistently. Consistency is important. CNC machines are now also manufacturing the dyes and ammunition companies use instead of humans, which results in closer tolerances and higher degrees of consistency. But now remember this, technology isn't everything and there is no substitute for the human touch. At every one of the above facilities I just mentioned, a human being physically examines the ammunition by hand and eye. At Black Hills, three people inspect every round that leaves there. Perfection is something that you seek, but it's not entirely possible all the time. While it isn't possible, the chances of finding a bad round in your box of ammo has never been lower thanks to better technology and conscientious employees. Finally, nickel-plated cases. You only found that in a few brands not too many years ago. Now, almost all premium defensive ammunition features nickel-plated cases. Now, why does that matter? They are prettier. Yes, they are. And that, believe it or not, affects marketing and sales, but they also, they're very functional as well. They're slicker. Nickel is slicker than brass, which means it should feed and extract more smoothly from chambers, especially dirty chambers, than standard brass case ammunition. Now, will that make a difference in 99.99% of the handgun-involved defensive force scenarios? Probably not. But better to have it and not need it. And then, and this is something I firmly believe in, the plus P ammunition that has come about. Most people think plus P equates to increased velocity, and what it really means is increased pressure. Looking for plus P ammunition and guns that were rated to carry that and hold the pressure was the exception for a very long time rather than the rule. A lot of manufacturers just would not rate their handguns for that type of ammunition. The steel that comprises the slides of your modern handgun has improved, and so has the quality control in their manufacture. Now it's almost impossible to find a full-size handgun not rated to handle plus P ammunition. And there's a lot of pocket guns that are also rated for that as well. And that's a good thing, because usually plus P does provide increased velocity. Velocity is the key ingredient when it comes to both penetration and expansion. So when you combine the modern expanding hollow points with the plus P ammunition, with the higher pressure and the higher velocity, that really improves the terminal performance. Plus P ammunition is one of the reasons that the .40 caliber is beginning to fall out of favor with both law enforcement and the general shooting public for self-defense, because the 9mm plus P ammunition, loaded with the modern, high-quality controlled, high-tech bullets that are very engineered, that penetrate and expand consistently, even out of a short-barrel pocket gun, it's done away with all the advantages the .40 offered. So, there's one modern thing that's better than it used to be. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Dangerous incompetence. That's the problem with the gun controllers, the dangerous incompetence. That, and what you find in that, you know, if you're looking at definitions, that's ignorance, negligence, and or dereliction of duty that endangers human life and safety. And I'll give you some really good examples, such as Feinstein and Cuomo. For some reason, they have decided that they can figure out exactly how many rounds you should have in a magazine without having to reload. They didn't do it based upon a study. This is where we get the term arbitrary magazine capacity limits. They just picked out a number. You know, if it's 30, let's go to 15. If it's 15, let's go to 10. If it's 10, let's go to 7. In New Jersey, when they were voting on the 10-round limit, which did not pass. Well, it passed, but it got vetoed. When they were voting on the 10-round limit, next up on deck was 5 rounds. They had a 5-round limit bill ready to go. It's arbitrary, and it's dangerous. They think they know how many rounds a person might reasonably need for self-defense against one or more violent assailants. Feinstein thinks it's 10. Cuomo thinks it's 7. Front Sight, the gun school, did an interview called Interview with a Gunfighter, describing how an attack in which a senior citizen needed 11 rounds of .40 caliber to stop two armed home invaders. Colonel Jeff Cooper, his book To Ride, Shoot Straight, and Speak the Truth, describes an incident in which 8 rounds of .380 automatic ammunition were required to stop a violent assailant. 6 rounds was not enough to stop a home invader who threatened a woman and her children in Georgia. He fled the house and drove away with 5 gunshot wounds, more than one in the head and neck. But he did not know that his prospective victim had run out of ammunition. He just knew he had been shot 5 times in the head and neck. Feinstein, Cuomo, the majority of New York's legislature, Bloomberg, everybody in Colorado that voted for it, everybody in Washington State that's going to vote for it, all these people are operating under dangerous incompetence because they don't know why. You know, the number they're picking is just a number. It's just less than what we got. They want us to have less than what we got. That's what it boils down to. When it comes to criminal trends, the cops are the ones that are the experts. If they have determined that a high-capacity semi-automatic pistol and a 5.56 semi-automatic rifle with 30-round magazines are the best firearms for them to use to protect people like you and me and our families. They are obviously the best things for us to use to protect you and me and our families. Now, if you, you know, does anybody watch 24? 20, oh, the TV series with Kiefer Sutherland? It's got a very engaging story plot, but the firearm handling is typical of Hollywood. You have the same left-wing enclave who's often mindless celebrities support attacks on the Second Amendment. There's a scene in which counter-terrorist unit agents Jack Bauer and Richard Walsh, point guns at each other because they have not bothered to identify their targets as hostile first. Hollywood does not employ real law enforcement or security professionals for guidance on its productions. The Department of Homeland Security, also known as the Department of Homeland Stupidity, under the Obama administration, apparently doesn't either. They put up something called Options for Consideration Active Shooter Training, for which ratings have now been disabled because almost universal negative reception by viewers, where they depict equally reckless and irresponsible firearm handling by police officers. One points a rifle at the innocent people who are running from the active shooter. Another points his weapon at a fellow officer's back during a building entry. Dangerous incompetence. Another production of theirs is the smart gun, which is a dumb idea. And the latest impetus pushing the smart gun was Skyfall, the James Bond flick, you know, with the smart Walter PPK. Oh, gosh. I'm having all kinds of trouble with consonants today. Blah, blah, blah. I'll have to be doing my phrases during the break. The idea of a smart gun was first broached in a novel called The Weapon Shops of Isher in 1958. And, you know, the advocates of this idea need to learn to distinguish between what is science fiction and what is reality. Estimates of the fraction of police officers who were murdered in the line of duty with their own weapons range from 8 to 43%. That is, out of every 100 officers who are murdered, 8 to 43 are shot with their own sidearm. There is a strong argument among some quarters for a firearm that only the officer or his or her partner can fire. But not a single police department, sheriff's department in the United States considers the technology sufficiently reliable and have no desire to implement it. A gun, especially with police officers, is a piece of emergency equipment. And it must work when you need it, regardless of faulty electronics or electromagnetic interference or other factors. They get in front of them, you know, another thing they want is always trigger locks. A trigger lock, for me, a trigger lock is a gun disabling device. And they don't exactly work. they've been demonstrated by various anti-gunners as they try to show you how easy they are to take off, and then they're sitting there wrestling with it and fumbling with it over and over again. And, you know, let's cut the commercial now and come back, and they're still messing with the trigger lock. Then there's, you know, New York City, which is a class all by itself. New York inadvertently cases buildings for burglars with their licensing scheme. The handgun permits of New York City are public records that are accessible to any criminal with internet access. So the state has therefore abused the privilege of requiring a permit to own as opposed to carrying a handgun because they Since we know it, we can also say knowingly, willingly, and recklessly endanger the safety of the permit holders while helping to arm criminals on the bargain. The other part about New York is they let a lot of people out of jail. William Spengler got himself a Bushmaster assault rifle and a hammer when he got out on parole. So when these things happen, like in places like New York, when people die as a result of the policy, do you ever see Cuomo or Feinstein or any of their cabal of gun grabbers? Are they ever held responsible? I'll tell right now, the violence that happens every weekend in Chicago, up to the point where they finally have gotten concealed carry, that was fully a Chicago production. Thank you, Rahm Emanuel. Thank you, Gary McCarthy. Those are the people responsible for that. For all the victimizations. So, there's nothing remotely close to dangerous incompetence. Whenever you hear somebody getting on TV, whenever you see somebody contributing $1 million to push a bad policy, remember this. This is all based upon dangerous incompetence. If you question them, they cannot answer your questions. They will say studies, but if you say name the study, they cannot name the study. They're making it up as they go. It's all arbitrary. They don't want you to have a gun. That's what it boils down to. They're not anti-gun. They're anti-Second Amendment. They believe that guns are a privilege that belong in the hands of elitists, of the elite, of the rich, of the news people, of the more enlightened. Unfortunately, you're born with the right to carry one. Coming up next, a primer on pistol optics on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.